More and more travelers looking for a cheaper way to go than by car are hopping aboard a train. Amtrak had its busiest month ever in May. Nationwide, its ridership is up nearly 11%. Scott Gurian from member station KGOU took a trip from Oklahoma City to Fort Worth, Texas on the Heartland Flyer.
You give them back to you coming into Fort Worth, Texas, okay?
A conductor walks down the aisle, stamping tickets as fields of corn and cattle whiz by the window at 60 miles per hour. Cindy Yoakum is one of about 200 people riding this train. She's with her daughter and two grandkids.
We're taking the train to San Antonio. We are going to rent a car and drive on down to Galveston, but we decided that it'd be cheaper to go this way than it would be to try to drive.
Yoakum is the not-so-proud owner of an SUV that she says sits in her driveway most days because it gulps gas. Instead, she often uses an old van without air conditioning just so she could save money. This is the first time she's traveled by train in years, and she plans to do more.
My foster daughter's wanting to come home from Virginia, and she wanted us to drive out there and get her, but I told her it'd be cheaper for her to take the train to ship her belongings home. And I'm hoping she takes my word for it because she doesn't realize how much it costs.
Cost was also a factor for Ted Lovelace. He's heading back to his carpentry job in Fort Worth. A few months ago, he switched to the train, even though it adds at least an hour to his travel time.
I had to come up for the weekend. My dad and stepmom both in the hospital with pneumonia. And if you want to just put that in fuel prices, my truck, it cost me about $80 one way, and this is $66 round trip.
Amtrak spokesman Mark Magliari says about half the increase in train ridership this year is due to the high price of fuel.
Each time there's a major crossover point in gasoline prices, a milestone like going from 3 to 350 or 350 to 4, we see an upturn in people visiting Amtrak.com and calling because they're looking for options.
Of course, the rising cost of diesel fuel also affects Amtrak, but Magliari says not as much as you'd think.
Other carriers, whether it's aviation or other surface carriers, fuel's a much bigger component. So as fuel prices go up, they face much greater pressure on raising fares and ticket prices, or the price you pay to put fuel in your car, than we do.
There are downsides, though. While trains are often cheaper and more comfortable than other forms of transit, they have limited routes, they're not always on time, and Amtrak has never turned a profit. Back on the station platform in Oklahoma City, Mark Andeel is returning to Dallas after a weekend vacation with his wife and two young daughters. He says gas prices are now a consideration when the family plans its trips, but as for future travel...
I don't think we'll do train every time. I mean, it's a longer trip. You're not in control of your own schedule. Taking it all the time, that would be a lifestyle change. So maybe we'll get to that if gas prices keep going higher.
Amtrak says it had more passengers in May than any month in its 37-year history. Spokesman Mark Magliari says the bump in passengers won't be sustainable in the long run unless Congress gives it more money to add rail cars or increase the frequency of its service. For NPR News, I'm Scott Gurian in Norman, Oklahoma.